and other unconstitutional things like, you know, shutting down the country and penalizing people for exercising freedom of movement. Who would have thought? It's also somewhat concerning how short the national memory can be. Words of encouragement as we, head into these next, couple of weeks, a little under 2 months left before the election. Read the Constitution if you can. It's not too long. There's a couple amendments at the end, but it's not too long. It'll give you a good idea of, what do we value? Why are we here? How do we work? And what should we strive to be? We often kind of lose that because I don't think people take enough time to go back and look at the Constitution. The Constitution, outside of being our governing document, is, again, kind of the why. Why are we doing this? Why do we have a country? And that's an important thing to remember, because if you forget who we are, if you lose that in the mix of, your partisan agenda to achieve whatever have you, if you're a cult of personality or you're looking to dramatically increase the size of the federal government or, what have you. You need to be grounded in why we're here and how do we work. And it's worth everyone taking a little bit of time to at least, on this Constitution Day, take some time, read a Constitution. I'm going to be practicing what I preach. I'm going to be giving a little gander myself as well as handing out constitutions because, you should read it. It's as Americans, you should know why this country you live in is here. What is it here for? What does it mean? Why did so many people risk their lives to protect this idea or to leave their countries and come to this beacon of idealism? What makes America, what's that special sauce that makes America different from everyone else? And that's the Constitution. So take that time if you can. Give it a little read. Find areas you might disagree. Think, why do I disagree? Do I really believe in the mission we have as a nation? You gotta believe in the mission we have as a nation. It's to have a nation which is divided in its goal for itself is a nation without vision. And the founders laid out a national vision for us. Benjamin Franklin was asked, towards the end of putting together the Constitution, what form of government are we going to have? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. At the same time, Tocqueville observed American democracy and wrote about it and spoke to his concern about the eventual kind of delegation of liberties and freedoms to the state until we've given it all away for safety. And that's the tendency that people have right now, to not value the liberty we have and to rather trade it for safety, to give away the republic that we've been entrusted to keep. So take that time. See where you stand. Take a little temperature check. Read the Constitution. Because now more than ever, it's important that we have a firm grasp on why we're here, what we're doing, and who's going to lead that charge to help us keep the republic. It's worth thinking about. But anyways, I won't hold you much longer. You got things to go do. You got a beautiful rest of your day ahead of you. And with that, I wish you a wonderful, spectacular rest of your day. Hope to see you all next week. Ciao.
That was the group Moon Fever with their single Feels So Good. You're listening to Joe's Garage here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll country and soul with a focus on new music from your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, getting back into the music here on Joe's Garage. We've got some Bob Seger to come, but first, taking a trip across the pond to the group Idols off their album Ultra Mono. Here's their song, Killing Them With Kindness. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. That was Knife Play with their song Tears. You're listening to Joe's Garage here on WRCT. Hey, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is asking for you to join in their campaign to end hunger. The food bank serves over 120,000 people each year, children, seniors, and working families, but thousands more in southwestern Pennsylvania face hunger on an everyday. You can make a donation, have a food drive, or sign up to be a volunteer. Please visit their website and learn more about hunger in your community and what you can do to help at www.pittsburghfoodbank.org. All right, getting back into the tunes here on Joe's Garage. We got some Natural Child to come, but first, Emile and the Sniffers with their song Hurts.
I have my hand in your hand. I'm not afraid to
Mr. Heavenly there off their 2017 release, Boxing the Moonlight. That was Beat Down. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT. Hey, the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? How about 2 hours of deep blues music? Join Steve every Friday starting at 3 for 2 hours of classical and traditional blues, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Getting back into the tunes here on Joe's Garage. Up next, I got a really interesting kind of outrun techno track by the artist Gunship. This is Tech Noir. Keep it tuned in here, 88.3 WRCT.
Oblivion. A 300,000 degree baptism by nuclear fire. I'm not sorry. We had it coming. A surge of white hot atonement will be our wake-up call. Hope for our future is now a stillborn dream. The bombs begin to fall and I'm rushing to meet my love. Please remember me. There is no more.
I feel alive. much Joe's too garage. Refined for my taste.
Well, hey, that was I wanted to dedicate that to a special someone out there, Jeff Goldblum himself. Thank you, Jeff.
Wherever you are.
All right. Well, hey, you're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT. Getting back more into our general style of mischief and nonsense.
Debauchery.
I've got some plum tree on the way. You're familiar with plum tree?
Just the fruit.
They had a song back in the 90s called Scott Pilgrim. Which led to an entire cultural movement that will surely we will see the effects of for the coming century. But we're not listening to that song. Sniffing in the tears. There's a sniffing in the tears.
Play the track.
Sniffing in the tears. No, but first, I wanted to play I don't know if it's the minute hour or the minute hour. I have no idea what these guys go by. Wonderful artist. He did this album called My Life is a Joke. And he has this great song, Wada Wada Tusi Wada Daddy Daddy Dum. And I dig it. It's kind of like modern, like, scats. You know, he's a scat man. But
you're going to be 0 for 2 here at the start of the
hour. I'm coming
out
swinging tonight here on Joe's Garage. Keep it tuned in here.
Tattoo Seder, what a tattoo Seder, da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum.
Plumtree there off their album Mass Teen Fainting was in the sink. For that, we had Sniffin' the Tears.
Sniffin' the Tears.
Driver's Seat. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Joining me is my partner in crime, Deputy Dan, as we get through the night playing, I don't even know, we just sort of figure it out as we go, don't we?
Firing from the hip.
We do. We do.
I think the remaining of the remainder of the hour is going to be about fighting the institutions that the man has established for you.
Just the man. They're coming to get you, man.
The nondescript man.
The man.
Whatever your man is.
You gotta fight the power, man. Hey, but you know how you can do that? Take them to court.
Good one.
Yeah, transition good one. There. Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing every Sunday night at 11. Only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Court's in session. Taking advice from my legal counsel. All right, we're getting back into the tunes. Got some BOC to come. The Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah. Saw them years ago in South Park.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, that was I hope they're doing well.
If you're from South Park and you're listening, just know that your tax dollars went towards a Blue Oyster Cult concert, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and I'm all right with that. That's what I want to pay my taxes on.
I can go see the
They don't fix potholes.
Here.
They might as well.
City of Flame of Rock and Roll. Yeah.
I'm a veteran of the psychic wars.
Yeah. All right, but we got some Pink Floyd. Speaking of psychic wars, we got some Pink Floyd to come. But first, as we said, we're fighting off, you know, the authoritative man. No better way than that than The Clash, Police on My Back.
Come back, I've been running.
two eyes. You said sail across the sea, long past thoughts and memories, childhoods and your fantasies, merge with harsh realities. And then final choice.
It said the West is